side. I haven't seen any evidence that they want to consolidate jurisdiction at all, and that's why we were concerned about the changing of the language in the enactment today, where it appears that on the oversight we're taking out areas which could be surrendering jurisdiction. I know that the committee has the right to go in there anyway, but by taking the language out, I think it weakened our position.
Specifically, can you address what language was taken out?
Well, regarding the border, as Congressman Satter pointed out, regarding some elements of port security, narcotics, you know, those areas which I believe was important to keep them in there.
The idea of the authorization bill, something you guys have been talking about a lot lately. Do you have a good feeling of whether that's going to actually happen this year, or has there been some motion yet to get it started?
Well, that's entirely up to the chairman, and he knows that we feel very strongly about it, and I'm very hopeful that he will get it done this year. You know, last year was an election year, so sometimes, you know, some realities take over. But the fact is, I think it's important for the committee and for the Congress and the entire issue of Homeland Security that we do an authorization bill, especially with the new secretary coming in, the new administration coming in, to make it clear what direction Congress believes they should be going in.
Have you met with the new secretary yet?
I'm meeting with her in about 2 hours. She was a witness before our committee when she was governor of Arizona, and we had a very good relationship. But actually, President-elect Obama had called me in December and told me that once the confirmation process was out of the way, he would ask Secretary Napolitano to be in contact with me. So the fact that we have not met up till now was mainly because it would have been presumptuous for her to be assuming she was the secretary's. But her staff has been reaching out to mine all along, you know, to set up the meeting. So it's basically, we just had to wait till she was confirmed. It was strictly protocol.
And what are the top issues that you want to ask her about?
Again, I would emphasize to her the importance of making sure that funding is based on threat analysis, emphasize to her the importance of border control, try to get some idea what she feels about that. You know, being a border state governor, are they going to continue with the fence? As far as the number of border patrol agents, you know, what's she going to do on that? And also just really the whole issue of, you know, port security, chemical plant security, you know, the direction that she wants to take the department in, and also to assure her that it's going to be, you know, there'll be no partisan cheap shots, that we work with her. We're not going to be going after her any time something is done a day or two late. I mean, it's, you know, we're going to look at the big picture.
As far as oversight goes, can you talk to some of the Coast Guard, about some of the Coast Guard jurisdiction that committee members expressed concern about?
Again, you know, the chairman would say that we still, you know, we're not giving up jurisdiction,
right,
but by taking the language out, I think it weakens our position as far as negotiations, you know, with transportation infrastructure, for instance. And the Coast Guard, to me, has been one of, you know, the real jewels of the Department of Homeland Security. Certainly at Katrina, they were the heroes of Katrina. Mm-hmm. That was the one part of the department that worked so well. So, and we have a very good relationship with Admiral Allen, and I believe that we should clearly be the prime committee when it comes to the Coast Guard. So just by taking the, you know, the language out of the oversight legislation, I think we, at least psychologically, you know, weakened our position.
Can you discuss a little bit what your main priorities are from where you sit?
Well, from my perspective, I think it's absolutely essential that we do all we can to make sure that the funding, Homeland Security funding, is based more and more on threat analysis. We've come a long way in the last few years. We have to keep that going. Also, the whole issue of illegal immigration, the border fence, border patrol agents, whether or not both sides agree on what we should do, that should be a major issue and should be in the forefront. And just also how we're going to cope with the changes that are going to be made at Guantanamo and the, you know, changing the rules on interrogations, what impact that's going to have on, you know, the threat to the homeland. So all of those things are major items. But again, there's a whole wide range, but they would probably be the, you know, the three, I would say, the major ones right now.
They don't change much from year to year, do you think? Or are there certain things, let's say the border fence or the idea of border security, has that risen in terms of a priority, or are they all basically pretty even from previous Congress?
I would say they're basically even. Again, we have to, I think, look into what impact, if any, there's going to be from the closing of Guantanamo and the changing of rules on interrogations. Will that have an impact as far as Homeland Security itself? So that's an added element. But again, you know, our job is to do what we can to keep the country safe and also to be able to respond to natural disasters, which also includes looking at FEMA to see the job that they're doing under the, you know, legislation we adopted in the last Congress.
The jurisdiction discussion is not new. It's been around for, what, 5, 6, 7 years now? What can really be done to solve that? Because it seems like everyone's in agreement on the committee that you guys should be the committee of record around, you know, Homeland Security, but obviously there's not agreement throughout Congress.
It's up to the leadership to, you know, to make that happen. And the one thing I would say is that I believe the Republicans were moving in that direction. Each Congress, we did advance it more. For instance, Congressman Pascrell mentioned the fact that the first, when the committee was a select committee, we did have too many committee chairmen on it. They were just there to protect their turf, not to advance this committee. And by the time this became a permanent committee, we only had, in fact, we had no committee chairman on. we wanted people on this committee. I wanted this to be the main committee. I wanted this to be the prime committee of jurisdiction.